Blog Talk Radio.
Hefty bags with unscented odor block technology help neutralize odors and stop the stinkies. With unscented odor block technology.
This is a product of
Hefty bags with unscented odor block technology help neutralize odors and stop the stinkies.
This is a product of Beverly Nation Online Radio. This is the ONE Host Intern Show, and I'm Ava Holly, The Flavor with Ava. You can dial in now as we are on air at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Welcome to The Flavor with Ava. This is my first show on this platform, so I'm really excited to be here. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm Ava Holly. I've been in the entertainment industry for over 30 years. I've been in radio since my college days, on and off, you know, dabbling here and there in radio. And I just love it, and I'm so happy and honored to be here. I am also a singer-songwriter. I'm an author, designer, and the founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. We have cool things moving forward, including our charitable bags, Ava's Eye Bags, and more to come. And we're going to be talking with our guest tonight about the more to come part, what we're doing to move forward in the climate we live in today. So welcome to The Flavor with Ava. Our guests include Len Davies, Otto Raquel, and we will be talking with some very special people that are calling in. So welcome, Len. Do we have you here?
Indeed. How are you doing, Ava?
How are you, my friend? I haven't talked to you in a little while. I'm so happy you're here on the show.
I know it's been a while. Thanks for the invitation. I'm really, really honored to be here, my dear.
Thank you. I always appreciate you, and I know we're going to talk to Brother O about some things that you might be able to help us with on the show, so that's exciting. Tell me a little bit about Restart America. Are you up for talking about that?
Sure. I mean, the Restart America project is still happening in its own way and in its own time. Obviously, there's a lot of politics and bits and pieces which didn't quite achieve what we were hoping to, but it's all still moving forward. There's all the, you know, the testing and the information and everything that we're still trying to do to reopen America safely. And as we see, you know, there's a lot of sticking points. I won't get political about it, but there's stuff which should have been done, which hasn't been done, and we're now back in the situation we now face.
Yeah. Are there like bits of information you can give to the audience to kind of explain what Restart America is?
Yeah, I mean, Restart America was basically something we put together at the beginning of the year, which was to do with offering services, offering information, and just literally being the media outlet, the true media outlet, truth, honesty, no political bias, nothing to color it, just literally be the honest, truthful source. That's what it was all about. And since then, we've been pushing media and programming to do exactly that. And we've been talking with a lot of areas up and down the country, a lot of the medical groups about helping out the best way we can with regards to sanitation, with regards to testing and various other bits and pieces, and education more than anything. And that's all still ongoing. It's a still ongoing process. We've moved on with a few other bits and pieces since then, because obviously since the new president came in, things that we were trying to push together have come to pass with the vaccinations and all that sort of stuff. So the information now is still same as everything about the masking up and protections, and so many people are still taking the wrong information when it comes to what needs to be done. And I mean, the thing that people need to understand. Sorry, Dave, you were going to say.
No, let's go ahead.
I think the thing that people need to understand is that COVID is not malicious. That's the stupid part about it. All it wants to do is live, thrive, and survive. And unfortunately, in the same way as we live on the planet Earth and we use the resources to live, thrive, and survive, we are its source. So it's up to us whether we sort of invite it in that way. And, you know, all of these super spreader events and everything that's going on right now, it's a crazy situation. We were so close, and then people relaxed too early, you know?
Yeah. I believe that too. Yet I know a lot of people have their opinions on what's going on. Is there still a spot like people could go and get some information? Is there an online, you know, place they can go?
Sure.
Or is it just on Facebook?
re-startamerica.org is the website. re-startamerica.org.
Awesome. So that's good. So they could get some more information there, right?
Absolutely. Plus, there's on the media page, there's a lot of informative videos and all sorts of stuff there.
Great. Now, Len, I know we jumped right into the restart, but why don't you give our audience a little idea of who you are? I know you're an award-winning producer, and I even met you online, and I just love your spirit and your energy. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. You've just said it. I'm a Hollywood producer and director. And basically, I'm working on several projects, some of which I can't talk about here. But the one that I really, really can talk about right now is I'm blessed to be working with the Tesla Foundation. And
I saw that Tesla comics. I was going to ask you if we could talk about that.
That's exactly what I would love to talk about, if I may. Because basically, what
all right,
is,
bring it on, baby.
Well, basically, I was very, very blessed to be offered the role of being the president of Tesla Entertainment. And part of the Tesla Entertainment, I mean, the Tesla Studios coming under it and other bits and pieces, but Tesla Comics was a major, major part. Now, you may or may not be familiar with the artist Dan Cote, but he's, I don't know, he's been in the industry 40-plus years. He's a visionary. This guy is just phenomenal with the sort of art that he does. And he came up with his own fantastic take on the Nikola Tesla situation, where it's actually the third clone of Tesla, like who's still here to save the world and to protect humanity. We've actually coined the phrase protector of humanity because people who don't know Nikola Tesla, they really do not know his background, his history. A lot of the stuff we have today is because of the stuff that he was doing over 100 years ago, you know? And that's the whole point. So literally, we're trying to get the name Nikola Tesla out there in many different ways. But the big thing is the Tales of Tesla comic series, which is the Dan Cote. We call it the Universes of Dan Cote because he is so, so clever. That launches on our Indiegogo platform on August 15th. And we're counting down. Tesla Comics is all of the social media. So it's TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah, I saw that. The artwork that's on there now, that's on like Facebook and stuff, is that the artist that you're referring to?
That's it. That's Dan Cote. That's his version of Nikola Tesla. And he actually created it. So basically the Earth, as we know, is in trouble. In 300 years, it's even in bigger trouble, right? And so he's come back to save the Earth. That's what it's all about. He's been an interstellar traveler, and he's come back to save the Earth. Now, with him, he's brought what we call the Martian triplets. Now, the Martian triplets are three amazing characters. You've got Velvet, who's the very serious sister. You've got Spring, who's the flower child of them all, but she's a brilliant inventor. And she's actually invented her own little robo-pet called Dodo. It doesn't look like a dodo at all. It's more like a mechanical parrot, but what a character. And the boy of the triplets is Tiffin, who's, again, he's very adventurous. The more adventure, the danger, and danger, the better. He loves operating all the inventions that the Spring creates. But then, of course, we have the bad guys. Now, there have been five generations of Jeds who rule the planet. They are literally the money people. So the Jed literally sees everything that Tesla is doing as an interference to what he's trying to plan and what he's trying to do. So, of course, he wants to see Tesla and his team gone. And he has the ultimate hitman, Black Carbon. Now, we all know what Black Carbon's actually doing to the planet. So we brought it to a reality where it has become an evil force in its own right. And literally, I mean, the first adventure is amazing. I've got to be fair. Dan's imagination is phenomenal. And this very weekend, in fact, I'm actually recording the audio for this, because this is a digital comic in a sense. It's not just your normal comic where you just scan through the PDF. This is going to be an audio adventure. It's going to be a video adventure. And literally you can choose where you want to go with it as you're looking at the comic. So if all you want to do is just look at some images from the comic and listen to the audio, you can do that. Or you can interact with the comic entirely. So it's a new way to do comics, basically.
Will it only be on the online platform, or is there an actual physical comic book as well?
No, there will be physical comic book. I mean, when we launched the Indiegogo, we have several, obviously, levels, as we normally do. And within that, there is a printed comic book, and there are PDF versions of the comic book. We've also got things like the dossier on all of the characters, you know, printed, laminated, signed by Dan Cote and all that sort of stuff. We've got some really cool T-shirts. We've got all sorts of stuff. And there's a possibility.
How do people get these things?
Well,
sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. How do people get these things?
No, basically, it's just by taking part and following us on the Indiegogo. And, I mean,
it'll be available there.
That'll be available on August 15th. That's when we're launching. If you follow us on the social, you'll see we're counting down now. I think we're on day 11 today. So, on the 15th of August, that's when it all launches. I had the great pleasure last week of doing filming an interview with Dan Cote, and our very own talented scriptwriter and voice artist, Victor Manso, interviewed him. So I'm in the process of editing that. And my son Tom has actually been doing a lot of little videos for the social media as well. He's been pushing everything together. So it's become a real family affair. We're very, very blessed to have the team that we have right now.
That's awesome. I actually was looking at it this afternoon and saw some of that stuff. So you're into day 11. I want to help you spread that word out, because this sounds really interesting. I'm really intrigued about the characters that you were mentioning. So I can't wait to get my hands on a T-shirt. And that sounds so, so cool. I know the Indiegogo platform is something similar to Kickstarter. So for those that are tuning in that may not understand what that is, can you just kind of talk about, like, what does that mean? Like, do they go to Indiegogo to find out? You know, just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, once we launch on all the social media, we'll put the link to the Indiegogo campaign itself. And the idea is basically you can be a part of what's going on with this whole thing. Now, from as little as like $20, for example, just to sign up, if it's only a curiosity level, depending on which level you want to commit to, then you'll get the rewards that are shown on the actual page itself. There's a lot of cool stuff in there. So the difference, for those of you that don't know it, with Kickstarter, you have to reach a certain amount of money before you get any of the money. So you have to have a goal which you must hit. If you don't hit that goal, you get nothing. With Indiegogo, which has become very, very popular with independent filmmakers as well, literally whatever you get, you get minus a percentage which they deal with, right? But if you raise $10 or $100,000, at least you know you're going to be getting it without having to worry about setting a goal to hit before you get a cent.
I've looked into both of those platforms quite some time ago, maybe like a year or two ago, and I learned a little bit about them, and I knew some of what you were saying, yet I was intrigued by Indiegogo, and it seems to be an up-and-coming platform, and a lot of people are using it for various things.
That's right. And the crowdfunding thing is the way of creating in this day and age. Because no longer do you need to go cap in hand to financial institutions to try and raise money to do a project. These days, you can let the public decide if they want to be a part of what you're doing. And there are so many projects that have, that have come to life purely because of the crowdfunding side of things.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. I'm really excited for you with this project. It looks very interesting, and I can't wait to to check it out on August 15th. I'm actually traveling to Texas on the 24th, so I want to get to look at it on the 15th and see what I can do to help you promote the project before I head out of town again. I'm actually, you might hear some crickets in the background here. I know that's usually for like joke things when there's like somebody says something really stupid, but I'm actually sitting. I'm sitting on a beautiful enclosed porch in Virginia, with the woods behind me, and we are visiting some friends here. And it just so happens that this is where we are doing the show tonight. I'm so excited, but we have a whole slew of noises behind us. So if you hear anything crazy, just think of it as background entertainment.
It's
very comfortable out here.
That's it.
Speaking of nature, Lynn, I also found something online today that I thought was pretty interesting, and it has to do with a Gibson guitar.
Okay, far away.
All right, give us a little clue.
A little clue. Well, it has to do with me, with the fact that it was 2 years ago that I was heading into my my first live concert of my own material, pretty much ever.
Now, are you still doing that? Absolutely.
The fun part was September 25th, 2019, at a place called Kulak's Woodshed, where I was volunteering doing live sound, I actually did my first ever live concert of all my own material. And it's a six camera video. The video is up on my Spectrum Multimedia Hollywood YouTube channel. But it's just one of those things that the fun part was, I said one thing in the video, which is quite interesting, because a few years ago, 2004, in fact, I had been the sound engineer for a band called Alien Sex Fiend for many years, from 1987. And in 2004, I actually joined them on stage for two festivals as a guitar.
Wow.
And on the first one,
they were like an 80s group, right?
Yeah, they were one of the biggest goth bands around. They're still going. You know, they're one of the
biggest
goth bands around. Yeah. I mean, when I first started doing sound for them, for example, they would sell out in Germany. They would sell out in America. It was crazy. So, but basically that Gibson SG, for the second one, I decided to treat myself. So I bought Gibson SG Voodoo Edition, which I thought fitted the Alien Sex Fiend image brilliantly, because it had a red skull on the fifth fret, and it was a beautiful black guitar with red trim and everything. And I love Gibson anyway, but that was just amazing. Just one of those experiences you can never forget.
Yeah, it looked like a beautiful guitar. It was really cool to see that, and I'm happy you were able to talk about it a little bit. Are you still playing shows? Are you doing anything like that?
I mean, shows at the moment, I can't really, because of obviously everything that's been going on with COVID, and I had no plans to initially do any more, but never say never, you know, all sorts of possibilities.
Yeah.
My dream, being honest, was that show in Kulak's Woodshed was me with my own backing tracks, because when I did my albums, I got four albums out now. When I did those, it was all me. Right, so I didn't feel like I cheated by using backing tracks. I just couldn't clone myself. You know what I mean? So my dream ultimately is to do a gig at some point with my own band. I would love to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have to talk about that, because we might be able to make that happen like down the road. And you know, that's one of the things. The topic really was how we're moving forward. I mean, you've got your hands on a lot of great projects, and I think it's important for us to all try to stay as positive as we can as we move through all this new normal and new climate that we have. And, you know, I know there are many people that are out there that are just depressed, and I was one of them. I kept coming out of it. I know I hate to use the word try, but I kept, you know, trying to come out of it and not stay in that depressed state. And you have to kind of dig down deep and find that within you to keep yourself going, especially if you have your own business. You know, a lot of people, some industries are just thriving, you know, painters and construction and, you know, service industries. And some of them are just really thriving as people were doing a lot of things when we were shut down. And now there's more so that we're open. Yet other industries just kind of fell apart, you know, and it's so hard on the country. It's hard. I'm sure it's hard out in Nigeria too, where we're broadcasting from, because it's just a worldly pandemic. It's not just settled in one place. So I think for us speaking and often about moving forward and trying to find a positive, even if it's just one little positive thing that makes you move forward, it gives you a little motivation to take the next step and the next step and the next step. I mean, do you agree? That makes sense, right?
That makes total sense. I mean, I'm one of the lucky ones in the fact that I am always glass half full at least, right? I'm one of those, no matter how bad things get, I never let them drag me down. I'm always able to see a positive side. I'm always able to lift myself out of it. And most of the time, I'm a law of attraction person. I really am. So I visualize every single thing. I manifest every single thing. And it's like,
I wonder how we deal with that and we learn to deal with that in our later lives, because I never heard anything of that like when I was a teenager, and now I'm all into it and really attuned to a lot of things. However, I got to say honestly that I was overwhelmed, and I am really coming out of it now, and I'm sticking to that law of attraction and how I feel the universe works with me and vice versa, you know.
Well, here's the key for all of that. And I mean, I got it obviously from The Secret. That was the beginning with me, right? But the whole point of it is, where people get it wrong, they still use the words hope, want, and all that sort of stuff, instead of actually visualizing them being in the moment. That's the only way it works. You have to live, eat, sleep, breathe, and believe exactly what's happening. That's the only way that you will get what you want. And in a very silly way, I know this sounds crazy, but every Friday evening, I have a treat myself. I go down to Santa Monica, and there's an old English British pub there called the Old King's Head, all right? And they do the most phenomenal food. So because of my diet and everything, Friday is my treat night. So I go down there, put in the car park that I got to use. And I always visualize a parking spot by the elevator. And I kid you not, every single Friday
God,
I go there.
I do that now. I do that now. I can do the car park thing. It's so cool.
That's it. I always visualize a parking spot by the elevator, and I kid you not, every single time. May not be the first floor, could be the fourth floor, but every single time there is a parking spot by that elevator for me.
I've been doing that. I wouldn't say it happens all the time, but I'd say 90% of the time I can will myself a parking space. It's the most amazing thing.
I mean, and it's the simplest thing about manifestation. It is the easiest thing. It's the least important thing. So if you can imagine putting that energy and that power into the most important things, how powerful could your life be?
Right. That's beautiful, beautiful expression. So, Len, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, find you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Probably the best way is my website, lendavies.com, lendavies.com. That's the easiest way. And, of course, my Facebook page and Instagram, Len Davies, is easy. You can't miss me. It's got my presidential blue background photoshopped face.
Well, it's so great to have you. Stick around while we move on to our next flavor of the month. And it was so great talking with you, and I'm so happy that you're here with us tonight. So hang on, and we're going to go and move over to the beautiful Ada.
Oh, hi. Hey. Okay.
There you go. Hi, Miss Ada. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good tonight. Life's been beautiful.
Oh, so excited to have you here. I met Ada on a little round the island cruise, which is about a 90-minute cruise around the island of Atlantic City, New Jersey. And we met on a arts and business cruise. And Ada and I wound up talking about her role in the entertainment industry and what she's doing. So I'll let her tell you a little bit about that. And, tell us, Otta, what's going on? How'd you get involved in this crazy business and what are you doing these days?
Okay, so how I got involved. So it had to be, I always had this interest in music since I was a young kid, actually 8 years old exactly. Mm-hmm. And it was in late 2018, more so 2019, that I realized I wanted to turn this thing I loved into a business. And okay. I couldn't see myself doing anything else for the rest of my life. Like, even though I know I'm capable, have many skills, this is what I had myopic vision on. And so in 2019, I really started, cracking down on things, really getting, my marketing situated, the brand situated and such. And when I started out, I had started out as a lo-fi hip-hop artist. Now, that being the person that I am, of course that morphed into me becoming a multi-genre artist. If you look on any of the streaming platforms, I do all different sorts of genres, which has enabled me to actually participate in other activities. As of now, currently, I had a couple of months where I had to re-strategize and rebrand due to censorship. So during those few months when I was really, making preparations to rebrand and re-strategizing, I obviously was writing, and I came up with a whole new catalog of songs that are really centered around Afrobeat genre dancehall and other things with, sort of an island alternative flavor.
Gotcha. So these are original songs too, right? They're all original stuff that you've written or somebody writes them for you?
Nope. Everything that I have out is completely written by me. Now, the new things that will be coming out, a couple things are actually dropping this August, and we have me and my team actually have releases set on schedule for up until December. And my connection. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're here.
Okay. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that question?
You still there? I think I might have lost
you. Yes. Oh, I got you. I can hear you. Could you repeat that question?
All right. So you were talking about your original music.
Yes.
Right?
So everything is written by me. But with the new brand, I've outsourced the musical compositions. Before, most of the musical compositions, with the exception of a few collabs, were done, produced by me and written by me. But now, since I've rebranded and re-strategized, me and my small team have decided to outsource our musical compositions. We were wearing too many hats, So, and it's actually a beautiful thing to outsource those musical compositions because, I really like collabing with other artists and just, having this sort of synergy.
Yeah.
It's a real beautiful thing
to
be able to share this spiritual art science with other creators.
Yeah, because nobody does it alone, no matter what you're doing. And you have to be able, that's my whole thing, is that you have to be able to collaborate with other people. More about we instead of about, they. And, it's more about coming together than doing things apart. So let me spell this out a little bit better. So when you're saying the musical composition, you're saying someone's doing the music and you're doing the lyrics, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
So how has that been working out? Is that just something that you're starting now as you rebrand and as you move forward, or is that, something that you've had in the works for a while?
Well, I've done collaborations before where, either I've headed the collaboration project or other people have asked me to feature. So I am familiar with, the workflow of collaborating with another musician. But now, since all the music compositions, or I should say probably about 90% of the musical compositions are done by other, you know, producers, it's definitely like, now that it's more of a constant, you know, thing, it's definitely like cool to just like pick each other's brain on a song as we're developing a song and as we're creating a song together. And I mean, sometimes there has been challenges, but because of the people I've decided to make music with, we overcome those challenges together because of our good communication skills with each other and, you know, just staying consistent with, you know, keeping each other updated. And, you know, a lot of this stuff is done remotely with my producer. So, you know, we both give each other trust as far as, like, we'll be consistent with communicating with each other. That's the biggest part when it comes to collaborating with a producer or another artist, is that communication, because we could have an amazing song, but if, you know, it's a one-sided production process, like, it's kind of, you know, not good. It's not going to work out well.
I think that's an old school phrase, if you want to call it that, that we say that communication is key. Yeah, that is so true today. And I think communication in a lot of respects is kind of not really there anymore, you know. So the earlier we get that communication and collaboration and all of that networking genius that can be found by doing that, you know, the sooner we can make better things happen, because I think in some cases the communication is just out the window. And so the more that you can do that, and you, I know, being a young and up and coming artist, this has to be huge for you, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I am 100% blessed and appreciative that I have these really driven people to work with, collaborating music, you know, and they're really interested in the craft. And that's one of my key factors when I decide to collaborate or work with somebody, is that, well, besides the communication, is that they're really passionate about the craft. And my whole team, like, they never disappoint me. They never disappoint me. Like,
you have
really
a great
really
laugh. It's contagious. I love your laugh. But, you know, you're not only, I mean, you're building an Auto Raquel brand, because you are also a brand ambassador, correct, for a couple of different companies? Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So one of the companies is called A Traveler's Garden. They do have a website, but right now the more primary way of doing business is through their Etsy. So A Traveler's Garden, that's all one word. And this company, well, before the pandemic, the owner would travel around and collect native artists and crafts from different places. And one of the places she had went that she really loved was Oaxaca, Mexico, and hence the name A Traveler's Garden. And these pieces often sometimes incorporate, well, you always incorporate natural materials. And then she sells other things that she creates herself that are, I call, herbal-based artwork, such as, like, plant sculptures. And then she also sells gems and crystals and crystal jewelry and mystery crystal boxes and such. And it's a phenomenal brand. That's one reason I represent her, because it really aligns with the things that I love and the things that I feel are important for people in the world. And the other company is called Eco Beach Life, and this is an eco-friendly swimwear company, actually out of Surf City, New Jersey. And they are phenomenal. I started modeling for them probably almost about a year ago. And I met the owners, and they're just phenomenal people. Like, that's one thing. Like, I won't represent a brand that I don't believe in. And their product is extremely well. Extremely good quality.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, yeah.
You can definitely tell that it comes across when you really believe in something and you care about it, that it comes across in whatever you do when you're representing another company or something like that. Tell me how are their swimsuits eco-friendly? Do you know? Is it the material? Is it just?
Yeah, so they use recycled materials in order to create their swimsuits. So, you know, it's nice to just know that, okay, it's not some new material that they have to, you know, break, you know, tear down some trees or whatever, however they make swimsuits. You know, it's all reusable.
That's what I was thinking.
No tree swimsuits. Who knows? I don't know.
No trees were harmed in the making of these products.
Yeah, you know, like a lot of times production processes for clothes take a lot of chemicals, you know, depending if it's, you know, for the textiles and such like that. So, my microphone dropped. So, yeah, so they just use recycled materials, other recycled swimsuits. They have a program where you can, like, turn in swimsuits and they will, like, it's like they reuse them.
Wow.
That was awesome. Yeah, and their other beach products like lotion, I think, their sunscreen is eco-friendly too. So, and that's how they plan to move forward. And I like that because I'm all about the earth. Earth is beautiful. You got to treat her right.
Right? This is the planet where we live. What's that joke? Earth. That's where I keep my stuff.
Yeah, right? We only get one of these. We got to make it last.
Right? Right? At least the little bit that we do should help us down the road. One can only hope.
Yeah.
So I had another question, and I lost it for a minute. With the swimsuit company, are they, like, do they have a store? You were talking about Surf City, New Jersey. Do they have a store? Do they have an online shop? And how do you find that company?
So they do have an online shop, and you can also go to their social media, and they do different vendor events around.
And so what's the name of them again?
Eco Beach Life. Like
Eco, let me see them. Eco Beach Life, LIFE?
Yep. And Eco spelled EKO.
EKO. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So that's a good place. Now, if someone were to look you up, would they be able to find these companies as well?
So I do promote on my social medias, both Facebook and Instagram, and that's where you can see, you know, some of the shoots I've done for them, some of the posts for their products and such like that. And we do have a couple of other endeavors that I'm working on for them that should be released before the summer is up. So that'll be fun for everyone to see.
And so if someone wants to find you on social media, can you spell it out? Because your name is very interesting, yet somebody might not be able to pick it up by the way you're saying it. So how would someone find you?
So it's Auda Raquel, no space, A-U, A as in apple, U, D as in dog, A as in apple, and then R, A as in apple, Q as in queen, U-E-L.
Mm-hmm. Auda Raquel, that's the name we're going to remember. You know, Len would be a really good connection for you. So, you know, you guys should hook up on Facebook as well. He's a good friend of mine, and I think you guys would, you know, be able to connect really well.
Yeah.
So,
I was listening. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, just briefly, because I was listening to him, you know, when you were speaking with him, and I actually just...
Oh, he's so
really
eloquent.
Just like,
I just
really
love
like
him to death.
I really like him as a person. Yeah, like
he's great. He's a really great guy. Yeah, he's a good guy to know. And he's not going to mess with, you know, people that aren't. So he's a good guy, and he'll... You know, he'll be able to tell whether you're being an authentic person or not, you know, like you and I were talking about believing in your brand and, you know, and all that. Yet I think the people that we travel with, we sort of get their energy. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people who don't believe in that stuff, but everything's made up of energy. So, you know, we get that from people that we meet. And I honestly believe that we even get it online, on phone, on everywhere, because when you're talking with someone, you can just kind of tell, you know? And, and I think those of us that have that ability to do that surround themselves with a better community of people, you know, better team, better community, better. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So one last thing I want to ask you about, and I saw this in some of the things that you liked, and I'm also interested in it, although I've never been there. And I'm talking about the Ladybug Music Festival. I saw that that's something that you like. Is it something that you've been involved in? Because I've heard it pop up over the past, I guess, two and a half years in various conversations. However, I've never been out there. I think it's only open to women. Is that, do you know about it?
So actually, I haven't been involved in that, but someone I know who's a music goer sent it my way and was like, oh, you would love to go to this. And I believe it is just for, well, I mean, men can go, of course, but it is like a woman's thing, like centered around women.
The performers are basically women, though. Am I right about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you haven't been involved in it yet. I don't actually remember where they have it yet. I know that it's popped up several times over the last like two and a half years. So something, if you're in the music business, females starting out, whatever, I would strongly recommend you check out the Ladybug Music Festival, because I've been intrigued by it for a while. However, you know, I haven't done my own checking out of it that much, just with the various things going on and everything like that. So so again, Audra, where do people see Instagram?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit.
Oh, sure. Where do people find you? Give us your social. I know you spelled out your name, but is it Facebook and Instagram? Is there other places?
So, yeah, Instagram is my main platform. That's where you'll find all my modeling and music snippets. And also my link tree is in my bio that links you directly to all the music platforms where you can find my music, Apple, Spotify. And my Instagram is @ A, U, Z as in dog, A, R as in red, A as in apple, and Q as in queen, and then the number 3. So that's Auto Rock 3. And,
I think that's how I saw it there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's on Instagram, right?
Yep, that's on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
I'm confusing myself. I'm getting better at Instagram, but I'm really, you know, the Facebook junkie. And I know they can find you by your name on there. So, and I'm glad you're on the multiple platforms. So thank you so much for being here. And hang on as we, you know, continue on with a little bit more, because I understand that we have a caller. And caller one, I think I'm correct in that. And we have caller one coming in.
Hey, sweetie, it's Jerry. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Jerry Petito, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame radio host. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Welcome, Jerry. Thank you for being here for the first show. I knew you were going to be calling in. So, we have another caller, too. I just was informed. But, Jerry, tell us something about you, Mama.
Hi, sweetie. Yes, you're breaking up on my end. Well, listen, I don't want to take away from your first show. I just wanted to support you. You know I'm here. Just wanted to call in. I love you, and good luck, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for being a big support system. I just love you. Thank you so much, Jerry.
All right, sweetie.
All right, honey. Talk to you soon. And we have another caller. Caller number 2.
Hello, this is Asset Atun Ray. How are you, Ava?
How are you? So nice to have you here.
Yes, well, I am enjoying your show, and I'm enjoying all the
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You're doing a very good job, and I love the high spirit that you have. And the one thing I want to say, when it comes to networking, you definitely got to make sure that you're getting support from the right people and you're networking with the right people. So you and everyone on here
Absolutely.
Are making some very good points. So thank you for what you're doing tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, and I so appreciate that. I'm really into that networking, but like I said, you can kind of tell if, you know, someone's not getting the energy from you or you're not getting it from them, and, you know, the best thing to do is just walk away from that.
Yes, ma'am, I totally agree.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for enjoying the show. We really appreciate you. There is a caller three. Caller three, who are you? Where are you from? Welcome.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. How are you this
evening?
Oh,
I like this energy.
Ms. Ava Holly.
Hi.
This is Jarek, the Gifted One Thomas, calling from Shreveport, Louisiana. I am enjoying your show tonight. I enjoyed your interview with the artist tonight. And I think that you're doing a fantastic job for your intern show tonight. So I want to call in, send you some love and energy and support, and tell you, you keep at it, you keep doing it, and we got you back here in O&E.
Thank you, Jared. It's so nice of you to call in and tell me that. Appreciate you. All right, guys. It's Ngozi time, everyone. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O. Welcome.
Ain't that nice? Ain't that nice? First of all, Ava, outstanding show tonight. And to your wonderful guests, you know, Audra Ann, of course, Mr. Lynn Davies. I am from the California area, and it's nothing like, let me bring back Lynn back on for a second. It's nothing like Santa Monica, sir. And I know what you're saying. Oh, my goodness. I've been to the place you've been. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Their brisket there is delicious, okay? Especially Sam Adams, okay? And it's not like California. Ain't not like California. You know, I'm born and raised in the L.A. area. And I want to thank you so much for just bringing that out tonight about how great California is. It really is. And
awesome.
Tonight, yes, and thank you, Lynn. And Ava, you know, we thank you and welcome to O&E Dynasty tonight. And it is the genius of all of us. Every one of our hosts, our Citizen Ray, Jarek Thomas. I want to thank you guys for calling in. And, of course, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, broadcasting this Friday for the class of 2019. You know, my twin sister and Nat, the wonderful Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito. And Ava, the legacy continues. And tomorrow night, it will still continue with our business analyst on our network. Her name is E. Davis, and Strictly Business. And she's going to talk about the power of internet radio and how you can build your business through it. That's tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Double Nation's advertising to O&E, which is Oladeli Ngozi Enterprise, reached, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at bev.com. We're Ngozi Time, both at Twitter, at Instagram, Oladeli Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+, Oladeli Malibu Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the O&E Host Intern Show, as well as the historic Double Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, oladeley.ngozibamai@gmail.com. And I am the International Internet Radio Broadcasting, enshrining for both disc jockey and producer. But more importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladeley Malay, goes to saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Ava, you have 10 minutes left to go in the program.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here. It's been wonderful. I'm so enjoying everybody. Thank you to the people that called in. We love you. Thank you for your support. I so appreciate it. And I'm really excited to move on to this platform. So thank you for having me. We want to thank our guests tonight, Lynn Davies, award-winning Hollywood producer, Audra Raquel, a brand ambassador for two companies, an up-and-coming rising star in the music industry. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Brother O. And we look forward to seeing you guys again next month.